My favourite Thomas Paine quote is, "It's a patriot's duty to protect his country from his government."
It is amazing, and I've had people say, "Well, so what if the Constitution was written by Freemasons? It was a good document," and that's true.
I think that's actually the main point to come away here from the Constitution. The problem with the United States is not its Constitution. The problem is it's not being frickin' followed.
Yes, that is the problem. And it's because of the constraints that our current president has from the Founding Fathers that he can't just write laws, that he has to go through Congress. It's so constraining.
And there's a reason for that. It's because if somebody's able to take over willy-nilly and just change everything in whatever way they wish, it means your way of life would never be preserved, and it would just change entirely from one president to the next.
Sure. And we have, interestingly enough, I brought up this fact that there was a leaked video on YouTube that showed the inside of a lecture room where the presenter was discussing how the U.S. armed forces were currently experimenting with vaccines to control human behavior, specifically religious fundamental tendencies. And we've seen a lot of people...
So they're creating a vaccine against spirituality.
Taking that fundamental ideology that fires off the neurons and excites, you know, the person, and using that to a specific end or a directed end.
Would one think that a world without any form of religion, any form of belief, morals, ethics, and many of the doctrines that were the reason why the revolutionary United States even was capable of happening, because all the parents were reading the Bible to their children and instilling these morals and ethics into them and so on and so forth. Not a lot of child illegitimacy, high moral standing, low crime rate, 10% growth in the economy every year for like best of 100 years. You've got to be freaking kidding me.
Oh, sure. And then there's a circulated video from FEMA where they're training agents on the Founding Fathers, explaining that they were terrorists who began a war with their British benefactors. Isn't that an interesting way to put it?
That's the only way to put it, because I found that if you have love for your people or your country, the best way to get you to betray them is to misinform them about who they are and where they come from, and to see the truth in a very different light indeed. You have no loyalty to that which actually bore you, and you wind up only having loyalty for the thing that's trying to destroy everything that gave you your life and your liberty and your personal property in the first frickin' place. And you simply become a part of the machine and apparatus that takes all of those things you value and cherish off of everybody else, and then eventually yourself, because you're just expendable and they can just take you out. And then history shows, of course, those who usually help the dictator or prospective emperor into power are often the first to die after he seizes said power, because he feels threatened and he knows that only the people who are his closest friends and guardians know what a lying scumbag he is and can take him out at any opportunity.
Sure, it is the mirroring, like you mentioned, of listening to what you want to hear and then producing that for you to gain loyalty toward that person's, because once you have a personal investment in something, you're more likely to defend it and go through with it and go along with it. If you're not personally invested in it, you're like, oh, that's happening over there, or that doesn't affect me, so it's I don't care.
People don't care in a lot of ways. You've heard of the monkey sphere, how we have about 1,000 or so personal relationships varying from distant acquaintance to very close friend. Very close friends, usually only a few people. Then, of course, the family, usually only a few people. And all the rest of people that you met and maybe could remember the names of if you got reminded of them or something like that. if somebody within that 1,000 people, what you call your monkey sphere, dies, there's a direct impact on your emotional ability to function. There's actually a real effect on your life in some way, shape, or form, depending on how far down the scale of acquaintance to very close friend or mother or father you go. Anybody outside of that monkey sphere dies, there is virtually no effect, okay? I tell you, your mother just died. Instantly, your whole world falls apart. Conversely, I tell you that 1 million Iraqis are now dead because of the US invasion over the last couple of years, and there's nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, ponder that for a moment. While you think about how you care about the people around you, maybe should be extended to include many, many more within your little monkey sphere. Because if we don't care about each other unless they're very, very close to us, how are we actually going to stick together when those who are leading us are indeed our greatest enemies? Suzanne Posel, OccupyCorporatism.com. Thank you very much for your insights today. And ladies and gentlemen, you have yourself a very, very nice evening indeed.